So when I was asked about what it was about Richard Armitage that I liked the most, I had to say very quickly, it was the voice. The voice is so, to me, unique. I've heard very few actors whose voices can even come close. Charlton Heston, way back in the olden days, had a really nice voice that was very pleasing to the ear. But when Guy strode in his black leather in Robin Hood, my jaw hit the floor. And I thought, wow, who is this? I've never heard of this actor. Did a quick search on the internet and found out his name was Richard Armitage. Flash forward to North and South. I'm sitting down watching it for the first time because, after all, everybody says it's wonderful. If you like Pride and Prejudice, you're going to love this. And so I'm sitting there watching that, and John yells at Margaret, and the voice doesn't click at all then. Then he's at her house later, and her dad introduces him, and he pivots around like he does, so cute, and he says, "I believe your daughter and I have already met." And from that point on, I was a goner. He tells his mother later to board up the windows, be a storm later. Wow. How could anything? I mean, that's just a crummy little sentence, but the way he says it. And then he says, "Well, on behalf of Milton, I'm glad we almost passed muster." There you go again. Nobody could beat that. And then the three words that he says and just blew me away. "We make cotton." Now, that's a crummy little sentence there. Three words, but when he delivers it, it is quite a delivery. I go on to watch him as Lucas North. When he's talking to Katie and they're locked up in the room, oh my gosh, when he says, it's okay, oh, please help me, my beating heart, I'm dying here. I now have all of his audiobooks. My favorite is probably Venetia, but you know, that's just like picking out your favorite child. You can't do it. I love having the audiobooks with me because he can go with me everywhere. Nobody knows it. Don't tell anybody. But I listen to him at night. If I'm having trouble going to sleep, he puts me right to sleep, that deep, low voice of his. When I'm cooking, I have him read to me. He mows with me. He goes to Texas with me. He cleans house with me. I just love having him at my beck and call. It's not often that you can say that about a man, but I can say that about the audiobooks. I know you guys are enjoying the week as much as I am, and want to thank bloggers out there who have worked so hard on this. And one of these days, I want to meet you all eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose. So y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. Bye now.